Educational attainment in the South is increasing, but in large part because of people who have moved to the region. That's according to the 2018 State of the South report, authored by the group MDC in Durham. The report says as of 2016, about 20% of North Carolina's native-born population had a bachelor's degree, while nearly 30% of its residents born elsewhere did. The report says social and economic divisions will grow if efforts aren't made to educate members of distressed populations so they can compete for the best jobs, and it calls for more investment in education. I spoke with MDC President David Dodson about those findings. He says the South has made a lot of gains over the past 50 years, but
a lot of that momentum seems to have stalled out. Our investments in critical areas appear to have tapered off, particularly in education. And so as we look compared to the past, we are far better off. As we look into the headwinds we're facing for the future, there are significant challenges.
And specifically, what are those challenges you see?
We have communities of color and low-income communities who aren't currently participating in the rising tide of prosperity the South is enjoying. And they are disconnected from the avenues of uplift, principally quality systems of public education, both pre-K, K through 12, and higher. So the big issue is talent. And you might ask, well, places like Charlotte and Raleigh, Durham, and other cities seem to be doing pretty well. What exactly is this talent problem? Well, Charlotte, Raleigh, Durham, major metropolitan areas are doing well because we are importing the skilled talent we need to fuel innovation and prosperity rather than producing it. We have substituted talent recruiting for talent development.
And so how should economic developers take this data as they're trying to lure jobs to the state?
This needs to be a collective conversation. Economic developers have immediate needs, and we're satisfying now the immediate needs by hiring people who have ready-made talent, often from outside. So the conversation that needs to happen is one we've talked about a lot. Educators, K through 12, and higher education need to work hand in hand with economic development professionals and industries to map out where the employment opportunities are, and to build pipelines and pathways into local communities so that we actually have the infrastructure we need to fill jobs with local people.
So where do you see the biggest gaps in some of this collaboration?
Number one, talent recruitment doesn't work in underdeveloped and rural areas. Talent isn't moving into rural areas, and rural places aren't producing the talent. The other place-based kind of talent desert, if you will, are in the low-income communities, deep inner cities, and low-income suburbs, again, that aren't that are being left behind by excellent schools and strong pathways into community colleges. They are probably the most critical element in this talent development ecosystem because they're regional. They cover whole counties, sometimes multiple counties, and they are by mission closely aligned with industry. The goal is Southerners being able to capture the opportunities that the South is creating and build the opportunities that we need for a more prosperous future.
Thanks, Mr. Dodson.
You're welcome.
That's David Dodson, president of MDC in Durham, which just put out the State of the South report.